This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to the program. Today's issues. On Fridays, we do trivia. So it's Trivia Friday here on AFR. And we appreciate you listening. And you want to check the show out on the internet, go to and watch the show. You can go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there and interact with some of the other folks who listen from around the country to American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. All right, let's repeat our questions, gentlemen, and then we will get back to the phones.
All right, here are my three questions. In biological classification of organisms, you have kingdom, phylum, class, order. What rank comes next?
Kingdom, phylum.
Class, order.
Class, and order.
What rank comes next? Second question.
Do,
who
recognizes? Me.
What's Do, re, me.
Is that?
No, that's
totally
not.
Different.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Totally different list.
Okay.
And, second question. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? Third question, what NBA star from the 1970s and 80s was nicknamed Dr. J?
Here's what I've got. True or false? Early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reasons given? Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow, and his Adam's apple was too big. Is that true or false? Second question, who was the first woman to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice? Third question, keeping with something in the news, Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday at age 82. In the iconic movie Smokey and the Bandit, what make and model car did the bandit drive?
Good.
I know what he drove, but I just know it as one name.
If you can picture it, black and gold.
Yeah.
And then that's from my Eastbound and Down category.
Eastbound and Down.
That's Jerry Reed right there. Okay, here are my two questions. I just got two left. At what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal? Number two, what kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp, according to the U.S. Postal Service and the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, which I was a member of for many years. They don't pay well, but I thought it was service to my country. What kind of person shall not, and this isn't one of those things where you say, what kind of person?
Yeah, right.
This is just what classification of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
They might not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp, but Nike will take them. They'll use them as a spokesperson and put them out there and say, hey, just bring your Castro shirt and socks where you don't appreciate policemen and whatever else you want to do that's dishonorable and unpatriotic and anti-American.
We'll pay you $1 million and honor you.
We want you to be the spokesperson for our company because we're too big to fail.
Who doesn't think that's a good idea? Raise your hand. All right, back to the phone.
That was perfect, man. You got a fist bump for that one.
Amen.
All right, we go to Ohio as promised. Ellen is on the line. Ellen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ellen. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, this is my moment. I've been listening for years. And I have heretofore applied myself diligently, and I would like to try to answer the biology question.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. Wow, this is your moment. All right.
Ellen, you got it all in there. The only thing
tell you, what,
you could
Ellen,
add it if you just said, here's the deal.
Yeah,
I think she covered every single base.
Ellen's qualified for half a T-shirt. Just by that, what she
but
shared
now, if she does she get a full T-shirt if she gets it right?
Yes.
All right. So the pressure's on, Ellen. Here's the question. In biological classification of organisms, you have kingdom, phylum, class, order. What rank comes next?
Well, I'd like to say them all.
Okay.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
That is absolutely correct. Woo! You are a rock star. Excellent. Wow, that's great.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. When we finish here, don't hang up because Cindy's going to get your address so we can send you the T-shirt.
Right. Okay?
And not only
very kind.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, when you walk, and when it comes to graduation, you're going to have an extra tassel, a sash or two, and you're going to really make us proud, Learning University, on graduation day.
And I got to say, you've made our entire species, genus, family, order, class, phylum, and kingdom very proud.
thank you very much.
How did you know that? Did you look it up, or are you just good in science, or what?
No, absolutely not. Ninth grade biology in 1973, so all our public school teachers, don't be discouraged. Some things do stick.
Give a shout out for that teacher, because that's a good point for our educators. What was that teacher's name?
I have no idea.
I couldn't
remember that, but I still remembered the classification. His name wasn't on the test.
Oh, that's great. All right. All right, Ellen, what's your question for us?
Okay. Which U.S. city has the zip code 12345?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
What's up around
Ellen? Ellen?
Let's see, New York, it seems like our main, somewhere on the East Coast, it starts with zero something. So it's going to be in that neck of the woods. It started there and they came this way.
Well, I know that where I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire, it was 03060. I just remember that.
Now, and you're saying, Ellen's saying 12345.
Right. So if you're saying they went in order.
Way. Yeah, it's coming
this way.
It's
in New England somewhere.
Right. Right.
Or New York. I mean, it could be, but we got to know the city.
Wait, the city?
Yeah.
New York City. I'm going to just throw out a crazy guess.
Okay. All right. We don't know. We kind of reasoned our way into the right section of the country.
Area.
But you got us, Ellen. What is the city?
Okay. I'm going to give you a hint, and then I'll give you the answer. Pastor Ron Jones, that you used to have on in the evening, his church was located in this city, and they would give the zip code. That's the only way I know this. It's Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Way down there. Virginia Beach, Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's interesting. 12345.
Ellen, stay on the line. We need to get your address and shirt size, and you're going to enjoy this Trivia Friday shirt. Thank you so much for listening to AFR, and great job on answering the question.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it very much.
All right, so we'll put you on hold. Wow, that was great.
Ellen.
She remembered that from 1973.
And you know what? About the teacher thing, anybody that's any kind of servant leader, you really do want to be like John the Baptist and say, I must decrease, he must increase. And the teacher would be okay with that. You might not remember my name, but you remember that
principle.
You remember those lessons.
Well, especially when you're in junior high and high school and you're switching classes, it's not like in elementary school where you have one teacher. Like I remember Mrs. Robinson was my first grade teacher.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, and Mrs. Gingras was my third grade teacher. I don't remember my second grade teacher, but certain teachers stick out. You had them all year long. So
I can remember every one. Boy, my teachers had a big impact on me.
Yeah.
Jolt and Joe has left and gone away.
Yeah. Yes. Mrs. Robinson.
I got more.
You got more?
Yeah.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A lonely nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
And then my phrase.
Isn't that what's written on the Statue of Liberty? Lonely nation turns our eyes to you.
$20 bill.
I think it's the Liberty Bell. I think actually, right above, right next to the right of the crack there on the Liberty Bell.
It's
so.
Just bonus material right there, ladies and gentlemen. Use that. impress your friends.
All right, shall we continue?
I think so.
All right, we go to Kansas. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to answer, who is Dr. J?
All right, what NBA star from the 1970s and 80s was nicknamed Dr. J?
That would be Julius Erving.
That would be Julius Erving. That's right. His high school teammates began calling him the Doctor as a joke, and the name stuck. was called Dr. J.
Dr. Dunk or something like that? Or?
No, okay. No, it was just Dr. J.
Okay.
So,
you know, the legend of him, about him, I heard it when I was a kid, Dr. J, because that was when he was in his heyday in the 70s, was that he could jump so high he could take a quarter off the back of a
top
of a backboard. Did you ever hear that?
No, I hadn't.
Now, that seems impossible to me. Maybe that was just a legend. You know, what do you call it? Folklore, to speak. But now he could get up.
Oh, man.
Didn't he also throw a dollar across the Potomac, or was that somebody else different?
I think you got your doctors mixed up right there.
Good job, John.
You're talking about Dr. Doolittle.
No, Dr. Doolittle cut down a cherry tree and said, I can never lie.
And then he founded that soft drink company.
No, you guys are all wrong. Dr. Doolittle discovered electricity when he was flying a kite.
You're right, Ed, I'm sorry.
All right, John, bail us out. What's your question for us?
My question is, what is the flattest state?
All right, now we've had this before. Yeah, hang on, John. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
People immediately think Kansas, but you've got the Flint Hills, so the answer is Florida.
Florida, that's what I think it is.
You're right.
Florida, John.
You got it.
All right, Florida. And we've had that question before, and I immediately went to Kansas.
I would think Kansas.
John is from Kansas, and but it's Florida.
I've told you all this before.
That's what I was hoping you'd guess.
Those Flint Hills have a little bit of a rise through there. Beautiful state, by the way,
I've told you all this before, but, you live long
enough. By the way, I'm not a big K-State fan, but Mississippi State is playing K-State this week.
That's right, John.
That's right.
My alma mater, Mississippi State, is playing the Kansas State Wildcats in Manhattan.
So Little Apple.
That's right.
Ought to be a rough and tumble right there. But, hey, I was watching a movie one time, and – you know how Hollywood, they oftentimes don't get historical facts right.
No,
they don't get other things right as they're showing their. This was a movie about a couple of bank robbers. This is from the 70s, I think. Anyway, they had the car going down the highway, and they're like escaping. They're running from the cops, and it says it's got these mountains in the background. Okay. And the sign says Georgia-Florida line.
Georgia-Florida line?
It's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's got the Rockies, basically, in the background.
Right.
And it says Georgia-Florida line. When y'all were talking about who's the flattest state in the country,
yes.
I thought about that. I remember seeing that's one of those, what do you call those movie things you look up and
bloopers or something?
Bloopers or something like that. Anyway.
How funny.
Are you a Wildcat fan, John?
I'm more of a Jayhawk fan, but I don't like to talk a lot about football.
I guess not.
Basketball comes and you.
Yeah, you're ready. You live and breathe basketball season, John. I understand. I saw that Kansas, it was University. It's Kansas University, right? Not University of Kansas, right?
That's right.
Kansas University. Anyway, the athletic director the other day they got beat by a real small school. I don't know who beat them. Beat Kansas. Kansas is a Big 12 team.
Yeah. Sure.
They're in a big football conference, but the AD is basically apologizing to the fans. So we'll get there one day. Just hang in there with us.
We got a new athletic director. We'll be better someday.
Yeah, bless. Anyway, he was saying hang in there with us, folks, all 12 of you that come to the games.
Now, your new athletic director, is it true what I heard that he can jump up and get a quarter off the top of a backboard, or was that somebody else?
Hey, John, bring your question to us.
He already did.
Okay,
flattest state.
All right, have a great day, John.
Thank you, brother.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Let's repeat our questions. This will be the last time before the show ends that we do this.
All right, I only have one question remaining. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby?
Mm-hmm, I know that.
Okay, that's all I got.
Early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reasons given, Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow and his Adam's apple stuck out too far. Is that true or false? Second question, who was the first woman to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court Justice? Third question, the movie Smokey and the Bandit, what was the make and model of the car that the bandit drove.
I have two questions left. Number one, at what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal? And number two, what kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp?
All right, we go to Virginia, and Jesse is on the line. Jesse, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Jesse? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to answer a question, and my dad loves talking to you so much, so he's going to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. What question do you want to try to answer?
What temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit the same?
Okay, Jesse, answer the question, please.
I believe it is negative 40 degrees.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
-40 degrees. Nice. Excellent job. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, about 5 years ago, Jesse, and this is a true story, in my house, somehow I accidentally flipped my temperature reading over to Celsius. And I had no instruction book, and I couldn't figure out how to get it back to Fahrenheit. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And Allison, my wife, she's very smart. She couldn't figure it out either. We just finally gave up. And it stayed on Celsius. And we don't know what that means. So we're just sort of guessing by feel. You know, you're just sort of saying, well, I don't know. Try 21.
Try see 20, if the heat kicks off.
Yeah, try 21 Celsius. See what that feels like. And, so, and we couldn't. It lasted for like a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And one day I hit something on there that got it back to Fahrenheit. That, one of those things.
That is funny.
Huh?
Oh my word!
It was very, you know. At first, you sit out there for an hour trying to get it back, and then you say, you get angry. You just say, you just frustrated. I'm not messing with this thing anymore. I'll just pick a number. Pick a number on Celsius and go with it. See what
and then
happens.
The weekend, y'all went somewhere and had somebody house sitting. You came back to good news and bad news. We got it so hot in here, your wallpaper came off the wall.
All right. So Jesse, your dad wants to ask us a question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tim, this is a very, very difficult four-pronged true or false question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Monty Saunders has never gone to school at Louisiana University in Monroe. The family of O'Bannons is or is not kin to, are you ready, Presley O'Bannon. In 1774, the family of Saunders were preaching on the streets and got locked up. And are you ready for the last of the question?
Mm-hmm.
The family of O'Bannons is not kin to Dan Quayle. Which one of those four is not correct?
That's not a riddle right there, right? That's four separate independent questions,
part
but they're related.
Part of that is written on the back of a $5 bill.
Yeah.
I've seen it, but you have to be holding it real close.
I'm going to say the last one.
Tim, I can add that J.J. Jasper has never been to Culpeper, Virginia.
J.J., you've never been to Culpeper?
Wait, he's saying, is it true or false?
I'm going to say it's false. You're like Johnny Cash. You've been everywhere, man. Huh? Huh? I've been everywhere,
and
man.
Guys,
I'll say it's
correct.
Yeah.
And so we'll keep you on the phone. The Quayle family is kin to the O'Bannons through the Pulliams.
Through the Pulliams. And that's, then you got Bob Barker.
No, you got Kevin Bacon.
Well,
no
Bob Barker is related to the O'Bannons too.
The only words I understood out of all that was Dan Quayle.
Yeah,
hey, that's all I understood.
And I have been to Culpeper, Virginia, to speak at a pregnancy center banquet. Beautiful country.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate
and
it, brother.
Dad, Jesse's
appreciate
dad.
It. Next up.
All right, we go to Missouri, and Neil is on the line. Neil, thank you for your patience, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
How are you doing, Neil? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
On that Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood, I actually saw Burt Reynolds on the Johnny Carson show tell that story.
Now, here's the question. Early in their careers, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood got fired on the same day. The reason given, Burt couldn't act, and Clint Eastwood talked too slow, and his Adam's apple stuck out too far. Is that true or false, Neil?
Yep. Burt Reynolds said that was true. But it wasn't they weren't actually fired. They were both at an audition together, and they both got rejected at the audition, Burt because he couldn't act, and Clint because he didn't have the right appearance.
Yeah.
And Burt Reynolds said, he turned to Clint Eastwood and said, "Well, I can learn to act, but you're pretty much out of luck."
That, you know, I had that as a backstory. You're right, that's true. And they said that they told Clint Eastwood, "You talk too slow, you got a chipped tooth, and your Adam's apple sticks out too far." And Burt Reynolds said, "Well, why are you firing me?" He said, "You can't act." And as they were walking to Clint's truck, Burt Reynolds said, "You're in a lot of trouble. I'll eventually learn to act. You'll never get rid of that Adam's apple." So you're exactly right, Neil. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, the question is this. This is a Bible question now. What group of people was responsible for Christ's murder? According to Christ's own words now, he identified them by their religion in Mark 7:7. He identified them by their ancestry in John 8:44.
Did you get that?
Yeah. It's
Jews?
Just the Jews, right?
Nope, that's what everybody thinks. It's not the Jews, because Christ identified who they were. In Mark 7:7, what did he say? He said, "You teach for doctrine the commandments of men." Okay? The only group of people that do that are humanists. Okay? They believe humans are the top beings in the universe. There is no God. So they were humanists by religion, which the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in one of their decisions that humanism is a religion. Okay? Now, in John 8:44, he identified them by their ancestry. He said, "You have your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning who abode not in the truth." The first murderer was Cain. His descendants are known as Kenites, and they're called Kenites in the Bible. And so there you have it in Christ's own words.
Very interesting. Thank you, Neil.
Hey, we're going to have to, we're not trying to cut you short here, but because we got to give our own answers. But
yeah, thank you for that call. By the way, just to clarify, I was just making a guess there at Neil's question, but the Jews didn't kill Jesus. And really, the Romans didn't kill Jesus, although technically they did. They were responsible, right? The Romans?
Right.
Physically, putting him on the cross.
It was a
combination. The Bible says that it's the sin of man,
right,
that put Christ on the cross. And ultimately, it was Christ
willingly.
Choice to be our sacrifice, because that's why God had him come to earth.
Right.
So,
amen. So Great plan of salvation.
You know, I've never understood the people who say, "Well, the Jews killed Jesus, and therefore we should persecute the Jews."
Right.
Because if Jesus had not died, there would be no sacrifice for us, for all humans, right?
Right.
We have no hope for heaven. So, anyway, praise the Lord that he willingly gave his life.
Amen. Right.
What do you got there?
All right, who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he's presented at the temple as a baby? That was Simeon.
I knew that one.
Who was the first woman to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court Justice?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes. And then what car did they drive in Smokey and the Bandit?
I don't know that.
It was Sandra Day O'Connor?
Yes.
Okay. What did you say now?
What car did they drive? That black and gold
Trans
car.
Am.
Trans Am. 77 Trans Am.
That was very popular.
Good
after
buddy.
That. Trans Ams back in the late 70s, early 80s. What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp?
Criminal.
A living person.
Oh.
Right. You can't be alive.
Okay. I think they made an exception with one person. I'm going to have to find that and let that be a trivia
Good
question.
Good trivia question.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you back here on Monday.